I feel it is each person has a particular, unrepeatable phenomena go on. As McCain discussed with Kamala Shira, McCain is a Chinese master about mid-seventh century, invited to Tibet. On the other hand, one Kamala Shira, Shan Tirakshita's disciple, was also invited. And both of them had an interview with the king at that time. Kamala Shira's accomplished master from India, of course, Shamatha, Vipassana, those training he passed through. But McCain's words, Fushi, Fukang, the Chinese character, Fu, Shi, no thoughts, and Fukan, no vision or insight. These two characters he presents as the purest state of meditation.
No thoughts and no vision.
And they debated, you know, Shamatha Vipassana has a full of thoughts and visions in the meditation. You rather encouraged to visualize mandalas, living things around you. Even you don't hear, you don't see, by hearing you can visualize what's going on around you. My thinking about thoughts in the meditation is a process of deeper understanding about your being, your existence, as you are. Thoughts are kind of re-examining that you are all right, or you are not quite all right. Most of the time, thoughts are determined positive and negative, yes and no, high and low, somewhat without relative symbolism, you cannot even think. So vehicle of thoughts is words, high and low, no centering where you are, high and low, how far from here to future, which direction it is, where the direction you came from. All experience relate to you, so that visions, thoughts are, invisible. But certainly it is experienced, experiential phenomena. It's not made up. no, since nobody see it, trace it again, for other people, your thoughts are like a pile of junk, because it is not theirs. It's only your experience. In Buddhist deep psychology and religious psychology subject, this is discussed around Christ's time up to 5-6 centuries. In India, they established deep research about this, and the whole process of Tibetan teaching and practice relate to this. How to accomplish this whole dynamic of life, which you are participating, and which doesn't show its whole figure, but you are certainly related every moment to it. You might say this galactic system of the life energy. Even beyond experiential, like rather imaginary field for you to relate with different suns and moons and stars, beyond this realm of galactic system. All those expansion of the external world, we say, but that's how we see it, we project it, and you don't say it is an internal world, because it has to be objectified. But this whole objectified world you are creating in your mind is same as the innate world you are living with or by, living by. And in some stage of understanding, you internally decide this is my field. Maybe next realm is somebody lived there, but unknown person, unknown universe is right next to you. Since you have already established some understanding about your being related to whole picture of where you live in. So thoughts are, I think, the process of measuring you from whatever, from nothing, from zero to some, from infinity to reality, toward reality. which has a somewhat field of communication and relation. When you say you think so and so about something, people hear it and create their image of what you are talking about. So thought processes are important to homework for you to communicate. If you forget about it, your thoughts about something prepare for the communicating field. If you have never thought such thing, if somebody speak of it to different time and you say, yes, I had the same thoughts, you can immediately pick up and understand what this person talk about. Realization of the your own existence, realization of your own existence and all other things you experience. Those are called jinaisho. Jinaisho in Japanese. Within the self there is a realization, and no one is able to define it, what it is. Jinaisho. In first glance you see something and this immediate picture is complete. When you start to talking about this, and it is grass and cold water in it, and then I lift it about 2 cups of water. That doesn't describe much about this being. Your projection of what, how you understand this from past experience and with words. It's only one way to recover your being, your living being among all, from your thoughts, how to liberate you from your thoughts which are rooted in the past to present. Although you still go, your thoughts still go and toward future possibility. If you are very hungry, your thoughts will be the big hamburger. No philosophy, but hamburger. If you are fully satisfied with food for a moment, you might think about more profound philosophy, or maybe during the last sitting you might think about your boyfriend or girlfriend waiting for you, something like that. Thoughts are so much going on. You don't need any computer, no, you you have already all chips in on your shoulder. So in the end, what happens to you is a reveal of truth, which you listen and observe. In order to cut short way to this reveal of truth, whatever it is, teachings involve teaching is a kind of it's not the recipe of the cooking. It is a recipe of cleansing your thoughts. Shortcut. Instead of clinging to the each attractive thoughts or fancy thoughts, you might say, but discover those fallen leaves from last autumn or something like that. Depend on how you see the thoughts, useful or it is just a process. We have a lot of things to discuss about. What about the description appear in Bendoa? In Bendoa, when you sit, when you are in the mudra, which is something we have to sometimes think about what it is in terms of physical manifestation and also thoughts process, thoughts manifestation during sitting and of course, as you said, prana, breath. Breath is recognizable, no? But it has its own dynamic with this body and mind. When you are afraid, this frightenment causes your fluttering, vibrating breath, shaking. It's not a smooth out-breath. In-breath is shaky and out-breath is more shaky. Similar, if you are very excited and happy, uplifted, your breath is something like laughing or dancing or chanting, singing. Those patterns of breath appear with your room, you call it room in Tibetan word. It's an energy, moving energy. Run is a wind in Japanese. Chi in Chinese. Those formation of your inner energy is again in its essence it's invisible, but it shows what it is. It's nothing very special if children cry. They exactly express something definite, they're urgent. Even if it's nothing, they show there is a problem. And when you listen carefully what kind of cry it is, you can maybe 80% or so you can figure out what it is. The one word additional makes you next to action to relate with. If somebody is bothering, children will say something happening, so you are able to respond. That kind of every expression we make has its own significance. So practice we talk about is instead of a conclusion of your intellectual analysis. Until that time, you don't practice. No? It's like until real blossom of rose is in front of you, you don't want to pick up a brush to draw. But without that kind of solution of what the completion is, analysis means completion to me. But like your first sitting, in terms of physical mudra, posture, it mightn't be perfect. You feel it's not quite perfect, but that is what you can reach. Sometimes I sit in a full lotus, and just lie down as I am and go to sleep flat on the back, but full lotus, you conk out and go to sleep. Next morning I get up and still sitting, you know. That is a little answer to you. Answer or confusion, no, I don't know.
It's all about me.
Certainly. supposed to. After long, exciting journey of practice, you always come back to this present moment of what's next. take a little more nap or do something. I know you have a lot of things to talk. I mean, bring up in the checkup.
It's all the same thing.
Hmm.
So in other Buddhist books I read there is no self.
Hmm.
And then in Dandora it says samadhi is receiving and using the self.
Hmm.
So I don't understand what that means.
Hmm. 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 That opens this question opens a very important. You already mentioned it has a various way to look at the, people used to call this Atman, not the German word of breath, but Atman, which is basically this formation of your body. And the center of the Atman is the heart, your heart. You might say heart chakra. With which you feel all things, and in which Brahman visit. It's not your pavilion, it is Brahman's taking or dwelling within you. Directly connected already in his or her exhalation, it's your inhalation. Your exhalation is Brahman's inhalation, such kind of relationship. So without Brahman presence, Atman doesn't mean much. Just a speck of dust now. So this recognition of your Atman is something to do with your core realization of your existence. So very important. It's like relationship of sun and moon. With sun's light, moon shines, no? Maybe it is not so, both are dark, but our eyes, special eyes, see the origin of life reflected to the moon, and you realize same relationship like that. In Chandogya Upanishad, it is said, if there is no more sun, no more moon, what light you are going to depend on? And the answer is this light within you. Light within you is a light which shines out and see things. You are talking about the word of Dogen Zenji, which is not only his words from ancient time. Indian people pointed it out. You have heard about Trikaya, Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmanakaya. You are talking about this Sambhogakaya. Within Sambhogakaya, there is two sides, two aspects related to, which is, as we discussed shortly before, relationship of Brahman and Atman. We say self, sva, in Sanskrit, self means sva. Sva sambhogya Buddha, sva sambhogya Buddha, and para sambhogya Buddha. Sambhoga, to receive. When you talk about sva sambhoga, that is a inner realization and enjoyment of it, of the Buddha. Parasangika, no, parasambhogakaya is the image of it is Amitabha Buddha, no, coming after you and save you from going into another trip of samsara. During the Bardo time, this journey of the Amitabha Buddha and Avalokiteshvara Buddha and Seishi Bodhisattva, not only so, 25 innumerable numbers of bodhisattva come to receive you, which means you are joining to them. And this Amitabha Buddha is one of the five Buddhas in the Buddhist, they say, mandala picture. And this Avalokiteshvara, the meaning of it, no, Amitabha Buddha, meaning of it is Buddha of the eternal life. Eternal life means from ancient time through endless future. No, it is always same. Eternal life. And another meaning of this word is light, eternal. Infinite light, you might say. You go back to such world of Buddha. After you go into the dark, you don't sense anything. You don't feel anything after some period, and then you pass on. But as you probably know, your spirit go out, and even you see, that's me. Doctors are working on me. You still see it. Doctor, give up. He's dead. You feel bad. No? You cannot go back there. This might cause you another problem, no? About the self, meaning of the self. Some people in this big world say that's a big joke, to say you die and come back again and again. That's a big joke. You made up story. Some say nothing remain after you dissolve to all. I mean, your element go back to the places where they were supposed to go back. Subject of reincarnation, because of your attachment to this world. Compassion creates attachment. So you cannot just take off, goodbye to everyone, and I'm not going to return to this. You don't say that. Maybe I come back among you again. Compassion makes people come back to this world. All whole theory of religious, especially the Buddhist reincarnation, it's like that. Once again you come back. Important thing is all past Buddhas, all Buddhas in the present, all take same mudra as you do. And your realization, your experience, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, whatever, experience is a part of the Mahaska Dairaku, peaceful enjoyment of the Buddha, not necessarily you. But the important thing is you and Buddha, it's no distinction whatsoever when you take this mudra. So we understand each sitting, it's not the practice for something to become. It is a confirmation of the truth, mark of the truth. We understand in that way.